Right, Eric Kim in the house.
So, becoming the wolf.
Becoming a wild predator. So, what does this mean? Why does this matter, etc. So, also just switching it up. Just gonna use the GoPro minis, even though the audio is not as good. Actually, a funny thought I actually have is, for myself, actually, I never listen to audio. I just watch everything on mute. So maybe, eat the rich, gluten-free. So the reason why we do not want to eat the rich is they have too much trans fat. Too much trans fatty acids. Not good. So yeah, I think, so one of the reasons why I really like the GoPro in general is I think anything that encourages us to spend more time outdoors is a good thing. So, did some research, right? ChatGPT 4, the paid premium one, don't be a cheapo. It looks like the average American spends 90% of their day indoors. I'm like, that's terrible. I seek to do the exact opposite. I want to spend 90% of the day outdoors, only 10% indoors. There's something I learned from Cindy's research, but like a French newspaper, French colonial Vietnamese, and they're like, only sick people stay at home or stay indoors. And it's funny too, because even ancestrally it is, even like Asia, stuff like that, right? Like your house was kind of an indoor-outdoor space too. There's like this Japanese notion, same thing with green people, is that like, you're never 100% sheltered from the elements. So like, you look at these ancient Japanese Korean houses, right? It's just like sliding wooden doors. So it's like snowing, it's winter outside. It's like, you still feel it, but you just layer up. It's almost like glorified camping. If you want a good ass sleeping bag, Tenere Industries, think of like a $900
down sleeping cold weather thing. I was talking to one of the guys at the coffee shop, Bills. He was like,
maybe the future is going to be
homeless people, because homeless people are outdoors all day and they can withstand the elements. I mean, obviously, it's not good to be mentally off.
But I'm like, can you just be like a like a rich homeless person?
Talking to my friend in a while too, right? He was even telling me that
there's one guy he met just like on the steps on the phone all day doing meetings and stuff like that, and it seems to be a good idea because, like even a guy I met in Singapore,
one of his thoughts was,
he showed up to the workshop with a Leica M9 titanium, like $30,000-$40,000 camera. So I got two of them, right?
Pretty short guy,
maybe in the 50s or 60s.
Quite fit, Singaporean guy. I'm like, oh, what's the secret to getting rich and
successful, right? And he's just like, yeah, I just do my meetings
all outdoors.
I mean, this one looks new. Vitrines project. Good jobs.
I still haven't done researches here, but like the Washington Boulevard, 8777.
8777. 7s and 8. What is this office here? But I personally love it because, yeah, just switch it up. Come on, guys. My Apple Photos team. 90% of these pictures are the same.
It's not like that hard. Just like always choose new photos. Anyways, and also the easiest way to
get ready for the cold weather is just merino wool leggings. Get a military
Tenere Industries Gore-Tex jacket and just
be on the elements all day. Yeah. So 8777 Washington. Oh yeah. What does it mean, guys? What does it mean? What does it mean? All right.
I wonder if
these fucking speed cameras got my $555 ticket here. Meep, 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 meep. And actually, fun facts, the co-op there, they got beef liver. The Shea here, super nice hotel. Prima Donna just opened up. Down there, they have the Ivy Station thing.
HBO, HBO Max, Warner Bros., Time Discovery.
Corporate headquarters there, the big red building on Venice. Yeah, in the platform park there. If you
want to know the bathroom code, it's 8550 pound, I think. And yeah. So, yeah. Shout out to Jesse Marlowe from Australia. He
had an exhibit based on a thing he saw that said, don't just tell them, show them. And I was having a conversation with Cindy too, right? So, doing screen capture recording for tutorials.
So I'm actually a big fan of tutorials. The best way to do, all right, like even with the new WordPress,
right?
The new UI UX for the blocks is like insanely complicated,
and like I have to Google all this, right? And then they have like animated GIFs or screen recordings showing how to find these things. Yeah, to do a screen recording and just to see somebody else's cursor or seeing what they're clicking is in fact very, very useful. Like Camtasia, you know, highlight your cursor orange cursor with a the yellow thingy, right? And to show people what you do is a huge benefit because, like, for example, I'm kind of curious, like,
what are people's real life workflows? So for a minute,
I was doing screen recordings of all I worked on my laptop, my iPad, and stuff like that.
Now I guess I'm into recording my life, right?
Make your own real life, like a game of Resident Evil. Do some off-roading on the rocks, off-roading.
Yeah,
got the new thing here, right?
Man, am I the luckiest person in the world to have such a
glorious morning walking commute thinking? It's like a 5-minute walk to the station. And once again, Margo up there, all stone quarry stuff. Il Buco Vita, it's like this, like, yeah, a lady owns like some sort of food place in New York. It's like a bunch of like Mexican antique stuff. So I guess, when you're super
rich, bored, whatever, just spend all day just like buying random trinkets for your house,
I guess. Cool. I never stepped into this. Yeah, actually, when the weather's nice, there's almost like little to zero incentive to spend any time indoors. Like, why would you be indoors? Roberta's, people here are super nice, good pizzas. I don't eat pizza, but people do. Ooh, full moon, what does it mean? Yeah, it's maybe I should try to help do marketing. So funny, it's like,
I got so much ability, skills, and ideas, but not enough time to do things.
But F and say la vie, I'm just gonna live my life like I was a crypto trillionaires and just do some other stuff. The people at this Blue Bottle is super nice too. Yeah, I'd like to give shout outs to the people here. Yeah.
So yeah, like, okay, so you think about the, so actually even living in the burbs for a minute.
Cindy's mom's house. Man, we were there for almost like 2 years. It's kind of crazy, right?
So I have some theories. When one spends too much time indoors, one becomes like a little bit like
unwell. And it's kind of like a double-edged sword, right? When you're feeling unwell, you want to stay at home. And you spend too much time at home or indoors, you also become unwell. So like, for example, let's think about the average American. They wake up, they're indoors all day. Maybe they water the garden for like 2 minutes. They're sensitive to the sun, they spend indoors. Like, people don't
become the mole people. And it's kind of interesting too, because I'm always kind of like
looking into the apartment of other people's, and Like, am I the only millennial or person I know who don't own a TV? Like, me and, like, well, let me think about that. Have I ever owned a TV? Nah, my whole adult life, I've never purchased a television.
In fact, if somebody offered to give me a TV for free,
I would reject. Ooh, Sam would love that.
Street sweeper.
It's so funny
because, like, we hate getting the street sweeper tickets.
But actually sweeping the street is a
very critical part of society. So just take it with a grain of salt. Like,
imagine, like, your life was a game of SimCity
and whatever
tickets and fines you have paid, like, you're the governor, you're the creator of the cities. Just got to keep the thing going. And actually, so I'm reading Galliani's On Money right now. And certain things that I find insightful about it is like, ultimately, he talks about the prince, right? So the prince needs to make revenue. And how does a prince make revenue? A prince makes revenue via taxes and excises, etc. And as a consequence, tape up this freaking light is so distracting. Yeah, so actually one of the just put some duct tape. Actually was Nassim Taleb the first one to figure this out? Is actually one of the worst things for our focus is really bright lights actually kind of distract us from our focus. So, like, let's say you're doing a TED talk, right? Got the fucking bright LEDs shining into your eyes like a cop with a flashlight, right? And it discourages you from actually focusing. So how are you gonna perform like that when it's like super bright sun, right? Oh, also some pro tips. So almost everyone I see in LA universally is almost always wearing sunglasses, even indoors, outdoors, driving, even on overcast days, right? So my critique of sunglasses is essentially your eyeballs never have the opportunity to strengthen up. Now, I almost wonder if it's also exasperated by the fact that people is indoors all day. I mean, like, I wear glasses, right? And I can't be bothered getting those transition or standalone prescription, right? So I don't wear sunglasses. And as a consequence, like, I think just my eyeballs are stronger. I mean, even one thing I'm, like, kind of on the fence about is, like, sunblock. I mean, I kind of got sunburnt in the middle of my nose kind of bad, like, a month ago or something like that. Besides that, my whole body's been fine. Like, a little bit on my neck, maybe, right? But, I mean, granted, so I'm Korean, right? Korean people's not meant to live in Los Angeles in this bright, like, it's crazy. The other day, it was what, like, January 25th, right? Like, middle end of January, right? It was like 80 degrees, 75 degrees and sunny. I mean, like, super glorious. I mean, I wouldn't trade for anything in the world, but kind of not natural. But anyways, as a consequence, these indoor cave dwellers, these mole peoples, right? They look at me with a full body tan, people's shot. Like, even my flex is that, like, Sen, it's like, he's about to turn 3, is the only kid I see with a tan on top of his hands. And also, like, his hair is actually starting to become, like, naturally brown because he's just in the sun with me all day, right? And so, yeah, spending all time, all day outdoors seems to be the best. So for people who's, like, sensitive to the sun, blah, blahs, I mean, there's, like, we just went to Costco, right? Just buy everything at Costco. Costco's the best. Or just say Amazon, whatever. Yeah, Costco and Amazon. Banana boat, the sunblock, what, SPF 50, what is, right? It's, like, comes in the bright orange thing, right? So yeah, it looks like that works fine. I mean, just put some on my face, my neck, and that's fine, right? So I mean, you know your body the best, and you know what your pigment is, right? So if you're like super northern Sweden person, Casper the Friendly Ghost, right? Then put on lots of sunblock, put on a hat, long sleeves, whatevs. Actually, the best people to study are the mailmen. So all the mailmen that I saw in, you know, kind of like in the SoCal's Orange County all day, right? Shout out to my friend, mailman Jimmy. They all like wear some sort of like poncho Mexican hat, like really wide brimmed. The one that I was talking to, who's like more sensitive skin, he has like long leggings, long sleeves, neck gaiter, 100% covered up from the sun, etc. I mean, they're probably onto something. And actually, that's where the military stuff is kind of interesting to me. So like, especially in the wintertime where it's kind of cold, right? There's like this cold weather gear stuff, military, I forget the exact name. But essentially, this idea is like, you have real soldiers, you know, in Antarctica, whatevs, right? Special ops, whatevs. And if they're gonna actually be in the sun all day, the cold all day, and you don't want them to die, right? Certainly, the military is going to develop the creme de la crop, the best of the best of this equipment, so they don't just like freeze their butts off, right? So, as a consequence, it actually seems like a good idea, because if it's good enough for the military to be used in sub-zero temperatures, right, then it's probably good enough for you as a, you know, pedestrian civilian. I actually like the word civilian. It's like, yeah, I've actually had a lot of the Walter McGarrison, you know, Door Kicker, my friends, any, like, also my brother-in-law Khan, who did spend like what, 3 tours in Afghanistan. That was like a good ass suburban dad. I don't know, I think it doesn't seem like a terrible idea that all American men, boys, I don't know, maybe girls, whatevs, should at least do like 1 or 2 years of like ROTC training or military training or something, like at the high school level or even middle school, or I don't know, like college, post-college, pre-college, right? Just like at least learn basic stuff, right? Some sort of like mini boot camp, some sort of, actually it's funny too, because like, you know, I'm a Boy Scout, Eagle Scout. Even Boy Scouts, it's like kind of low-key ROTC officer training. I'm sure, like, since I'm a Boy Scout, right? If I wanted to enroll in the military right now, they'd probably give me some sort of officer position, probably. Ooh, it looks like there's a new Mercedes here. Why so expensive? C-Class, $92,000. Now you know why people so broke. Okay, so I was doing some research, right? So, the secret, guys, is just look at all these cars that people trade in, these loser BMWs. Wow, this BMW 4 Series, only $35,000. Wow. Actually, the funny thing too is, if you want to look all luxury and stuff, right? Just maybe buying these loser German cars is a good way to stunt. Acura is good. Oh, this red color looks nice, right? TLX, 4-door, only $33,000. But alas, my flex is an adult. I'm 35, born in 88. Oh, actually, my 36th birthday is coming up soon. I'm turning, my birthday is January 31st, 1988. Gonna turn 36. 36 is actually funny because turning 35, like in my mind, I'm still like 25, 16, 15, whatever, right? And also, don't buy a loser Rivian. This gonna company's probably gonna go bankrupt soon. So I guess like now that I'm turning 36, right? I'm like closer to 40, but 40, 45, 55, 65. I feel like I'm not gonna really feel old until you're just like 92, 95. My grandfather passed when I was 92. I plan to live to be 120, so let's If I just like, let's say you make it to 120, it's like, price of Bitcoin finna be up or down by the time you're 120 years old? Probably up. Then also the thing too is like, you don't want to be 120 years old before you spend your monies, right? And yeah, like some critical things about monies, right? To quote Ye, what people make money, don't spend it. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains of gold, ain't it? Nah, I'm gonna let you finish, right? So the time discounting, right? So the big issue is here, right? So everyone wants to live like a long, healthy life, right? More or less, right? So for the average American, I mean, like, it's pretty common nowadays. People live to be in their 90s and stuff like that. But some random thoughts, right? Is that how can and how should one use money today, in today's world, before all this stuff is said and done? So, you know, was it Horace or like Carpe Diem? Carpe Diem is kind of a good idea. Ooh, if you want to watch some old school films, apparently Gone with the Wind was screened here. Culver Studios, now owned by Mr. Michael Hackman. Shout out to Michaels. Also the former Desilu Studios. Here, it's pretty nice, pretty nice. Shout out to my friends from Erewhon. Cleanest bathrooms of all time, yeah. So this whole plaza here, right? It's kind of interesting because it's like public, private, which essentially means essentially anyone could walk around and just chill and stuff like that, right? And it's maintained cleanly because Mr. Michael Hackman is in the Amazon Prime Studios right over there in the back. They're actually renting it from the Michael Hackmans. Yeah, everyone knows me as the dude who just walks around like super early, right? I just wave at everybody. Actually, this is a pro tip, is like people look at you, just wave, just say hellos. And then people kind of, if people's kind of paying attention, they are. They smile and they wave back, right? It don't cost you nothing, right? Yeah, pass that Mercedes. Love this place. Love it, love it, love it. Oh yeah, Culver Steps, Culver Steps. Yeah, maybe I'll just start taking my GoPro with me everywhere I go. So yeah, it's just nice to clean up the streets and stuff like that, right? So anyways, so the reason why this is so important, right, is a lot of people, thinkers, bloggers, vloggers, thinkers, etc., right? Too much of their thoughts are sedentary, right? Sedentary thoughts are bad thoughts. And oh yeah, the Wizard of Oz, Culver Hotel, apparently all the munchkins would just party up here. Maybe I should become like a Culver City tour guide agent. Maybe I'll run for mayor of Culver City. Isn't that good? You could probably make it. Not a terrible idea. Vote Eric Kim for office. Actually not a bad idea. I'm gonna do some research. I'm like, how does one get into politics? It actually, if you look at the successful people and stuff like that, right? Eventually, like, riches ain't what people want. It's actually influence and power in politics. And yeah, it looks like once you get the political powers, money, wealth, and power and stuff comes with it later. And I'm also like, I always wake up super early. It's like, I don't watch these movies. But alas, none of the movie theaters open. All right. But anyways, so everyone wants to be a more productive thinker, blah, 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 blahs. But the problem is that because everyone indoor all day, you don't actually have the opportunity to be a productive thinker. So super simple theory. If you want to be a more productive thinker, happier, blah, blah, first start walking and then figure it out as you go. All right, some more sinister thoughts. First. Or Kim, cold training. It's better to be a little bit over cold than over warm, maybe. I don't know. It also depends too. It's like, actually back in Providence days during the wintertime, I would always try to be underdressed as much as possible, like wearing a t-shirt even though it's like snowing outside and shit. I think the nuance is allow yourself to go a little bit cold. But eventually you want your house or your home to be well heated. So one of the good things about living in these like minimalistic, you know, luxury condos is typically the whole building tends to be well heated, and as a consequence the upside is like, even though it's like fucking snowing and hailstorming outside, you enter the lobby, it whoosh, all the warm airs. And actually, I wonder if actually my theory, like, don't mind everyone in your house, 90 to 95, 99% of people's misery in the cold is their homes are underheated. So yeah, just during the winter time, you're cold, just crank up the heat. The best use of monies is on utilities to crank up the heat, the air, whatevs. If your home environment is not hospitable, just crank up the heat in your car and take a nap in your car. Is another thought. So some more thoughts, yeah, I think, so yeah, average American spends 90% of their time indoors, not a good thing. And you know, you think about it, right? It's like, we don't become the mole people. It's like, consider the average human being, what their modus operandi is, like, what you keep working indoors indefinitely until you have enough money to buy, I don't know, a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or whatever. And technically, when you're in a car, you're kind of like quote-unquote indoors as well. And I guess the other nuance is, I guess you could buy a convertible, no roof, right? Become roofless. Oh, another funny thing too is, maybe moving forward, just stop quoting people, just take other people's words as your own. I mean, if you think about it too, right? UFC 300. If you think about it, forgot what I was gonna say. Anyways, enjoys it, right? So if you want a convertible, just get a used 1990 Miata. Super easy, stick, get it out of your system. I don't know, I think, I guess the good thing about getting, when I was in college, right? I think it was like my junior year, I got the red 1990 Mazda Miata. No power steering, no air conditioning, 5-speed, soft top, right? And it was fun. I enjoyed it and then got out of my system. So now I look at all these people driving drop top 911s or whatevs. I'm like, it actually has zero appeal to me. So actually the irony is with stuff. It also same thing with Leica cameras, whatever, right? Like sometimes you just do it and just get out of your system and then just move on to the next one. Cause the problem in life is, as long as you're kind of curious about something and you don't kind of get out your system, it's going to always be nagging at you at the back of your head, like, you know, kind of like what if or what is, right? But once you kind of get out your system, then you could actually find out by yourself, it's like, oh, okay, I realize that this thing is kind of overrated or, you know, what is, and just kind of get out your system, then just move on to the next one. Good idea. Now it was funny too, because I went to the Culver Equinox, so I was kind of curious, got a 3-day pass. I'm like, it's kind of like whatever, right? And so yeah, just get things out of your system and then just kind of move on to the next one. So a lot of people, yeah, I don't know, like, I think in life, a lot of us were kind of curious about just like kind of random superficial things. And I suppose the good thing about getting out of your system is, while you're indulging your curiosity about XYZ and then you done did it, and then you gain a deeper understanding of said thing, it's a good thing, because Buddhism, whatever, they call it like direct experience. So in life, you could only really understand things via direct experience. And then once you've actually done, did it in real life, then you could actually ascertain whether it's right for you or not. So the reason why, once again, you should not trust no conspiracy theories is people are inept. Even if you have 100 supervillains in a room plotting whatever, everyone is too procrastinating to actually accomplish it. Daniel Kahneman's Thinking Fast and Slow, like, I think it calls it the planning fallacy, right? Let's say you have a bunch of professors like, okay, let's write a book. How long is it gonna take? Shouldn't take longer than 3 years. Then end up taking them 30 years, right? Or they never publish it, right? Or like, never promise you send your friend something in the mail because you ain't never finna do it, right? Shout to Josh White. Iksan, South Korea, only 6,000 miles. I gotta go to Kaizuka, Japan. We're upon Mexico sister cities. Oh, also that, this spot here is pretty nice too. Yeah, just like 100% pedestrian lifestyle, right? So, so some funny thoughts. It's like, I don't think I've ever met nobody who's depressed who walks 30,000 steps a day. Seems like a good idea. Oh, and also the good thing about living here in Culver is, yeah, I don't know, like, is it? Is it the only place in LA that in fact you could actually get a 100% pedestrian lifestyle? Maybe. Something I've been kind of curious about, right, is famous people who's short, right? So apparently, Kim Kardashian is only 5'2". I'm like, what? I always thought she was way taller, right? And I think the reason why this is so important is that, like, the reason why you should trust nothing on the telly is, you kind of create these visions inside your head of what success is, blah blah, but until you met them in the flesh, it's kind of, also trust no weightlifters, powerlifters, people who's shorty guys, because they always have some sort of Napoleon syndrome. Finna dip into the steroids sooner or later, because it's so funny too, because like, one of the most funny things people always tell me when they meet me in real life, they're like, wow, Eric, you're so much taller in real life than I thought you was. It's because you're racist. You assume that every single Asian guy is kind of a shorty guy. But alas, it's good to be tall, good to be tall. And I'm also lucky too, Cindy is like 5'3", 3.5". She's technically an inch taller than Kim Kardashian, that's good. And then I guess Cindy's mom did a good thing where Cindy's about like 4'10", 4'9", she's tiny. She married Cindy's dad, who's like, he's pretty tall, he's like 5'9". Maybe 5'9½", whatever, right? So every single generation, you just look at it, right? So I'm always kind of curious, right? Like women, who they end up, I suppose, marrying. And it looks like, I mean, the intelligent women are the ones who marry up or have kids up. Like, ideally you want your progeny to be taller than you was, right? So the ideal strategy for a woman or a man, either or, right, is you want to marry other tall people, and then your kid's going to be taller. And I think it is an evolutionary advantage to be taller than shorter. There's really no benefit of being short.
Wait.
Unless, I don't know, maybe you're on a spaceship, I guess, right? But am I the first person to realize poor people tend to be shorter and richer people tend to be taller is kind of another class difference that I see, right? Yeah, and actually, I mean, like in the past too, it's like a kind of a nutrition thing, right? Is that like, even for myself, I'm like the tallest person in my whole family is because I, you know, born in the States, grew up in the States, eating Costco hot dogs. Oh, wow, look. New Integra Type S. Oh, wow, it's super hard. I kind of like it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, super hard. Fucking chase muff. LA Writers Workshop Festival, January 26th, 28th. Oh, yeah, another funny thing about writers, right? If you're going to be a writer, write outdoors, not indoors. Yeah, I'm like all about this like outdoor lifestyle. Yeah, so if you want to spend more time outdoors but use coal, just buy merino wool, alpaca, Gore-Tex, layer up. And you know, people say, what's the meaning of life? I mean, like, there's no ultimate meaning to life, but there are more interesting ways you could live life. Also, don't buy a Tesla, don't buy any new car. Just buy an old used Prius, Vigna car. Ideally, just walk, right? Or just, you know, get a bike, assuming you don't die. Or you don't even need a bike, just walk. Just like, and everyone's into running. I'm like, y'all look like prey. Yeah, it seems like the best strategy is to just walk around all day. And I think also what we need to go beyond is this notion of like exercise. So people are like, yeah, but if you're running, I get X amount of calories burned. I'm like, no, it's like you running, you look like a sick kid. Like I have never met nobody who runs who actually looks fit. Only people who look fit are the sprinters. They're like the predators. Don't be like the cattle. And also all these like vegan weightlifter bar, it's like y'all just look like cattle plants for cattle. Yoga fitness studio. Some other critiques, right? A lot of people who do yoga and stuff like that, it's all indoors. I mean, I guess the good thing about indoors yoga, well, at least when it's like the weather outside is not super nice, is like hot yoga when it's like really kind of cold and miserable outside does feel super good. But the weather is good, just do it out. Like, the reason why I feel like yoga is such a scam is that, dude, you can just do it yourself. Like, why you need to end up in a class? Like, and I suppose the issue is with a lot of these workout classes, right? It looks like the modern day human lacks the ability of like self-autonomy, I guess. Like why do you need other people to motivate you? Can't you just like motivate yourself? And then people are like, oh, Eric, that's just you. I'm like if I could do it, anyone could do it. Like, and people say, oh, you think you're so exceptional. I'm like, my funny thought is, actually, in fact, I don't really think of myself that exceptional. I just think of myself like super duper normal.
Yeah, Culver City.
And as a consequence, I just treat myself as my own petri dish for my ideas. And ultimately, my motivation to others is like, yeah, if I could do it, so can you. So in some ways, the irony is, it's kind of... it's kind of elitist, but at the same time, it's kind of not, because what I'm trying to ultimately promote is kind of a more of a, yeah, I guess a inclusive thing or something. I could do it and so can you. Yeah, so like even with fitness, working out is like getting super jacked without taking steroids or even taking protein powders. Becoming self-employed, turning your passion into a living. So I guess, yeah, ultimately moving forward, I'm just gonna try to prove more things to be true.